Welcome to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, whatever it is you do, but always make sure you have a safe way home. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome once again to the wild and wonderful world of the Saucer Nerd Podcast. This is Patrick that you're listening to in your ears or through your car stereo. This is episode 4 of the Saucer Nerd Podcast. We're slowly but surely getting there. We have a pretty interesting podcast for you today. We try to plan when we're going to do these things, and I know that last week's podcast, we sat beside a fire pit in my backyard and just chit-chatted. We had Jess on as a special guest. We had full intentions of either going back to the Flying Saucer this week and or recording a episode of this podcast at the Renaissance Festival. I'm sure that everybody listening knows what the Renaissance Festival is, but if not, the Renaissance Festival is basically a festival that is based in the medieval times. So you can dress up if you like. They have characters, they have shows, they have arts and crafts, they have shops, they have food, big turkey legs and all that awesomeness. But it's a good time. It's a little steep. It's $21 a person. But as you can tell, we talk about it in the podcast, me and Jeff, and we had a ball. But I took my little recording device, the Zoom, and I had every intention to sit down and record and try to get some audio from that Renaissance Festival this weekend or this past weekend. But obviously, the reason I'm explaining this to you before we get into the conversation this week is because we did not record hardly any audio. Beer started flowing at 10 o'clock a.m. And they continued to flow until 5:30, 6 o'clock, whenever we left. I don't want to get too deep into what we saw in the shows, because we talk about it a good bit in the podcast. I'm trying to think of anything else that I need to hit you guys with before we go into the conversation. Much to my pleasure, but much to Jeff's dismay, this podcast actually takes place around Jeff's brand new fire pit that him and one of our buddies Ryan built on Sunday. Built it on Sunday, dug a hole, put a bunch of rocks around. He explains how they did it, and we lit up a fire Sunday night and sat back and enjoyed the night. It was a good time. We sat down, recorded. Some very interesting things happened while we were recording this podcast. You'll hear us kind of freak out for a second because some fire trucks and city cars and everything start pulling up right up the street from where we were recording. And we were recording this thing outside, if you can't tell. And you hear us go crazy, and my paranoia sets in. You'll hear some funny things, you'll hear some stupid things, but all in all, you'll have a good time. And like we always say, this thing is all about just giving you something to listen to on your ride home, or if you got an hour to spend, just hang out and listen to two good friends, drink a few beers, and chit chat around, and listen to funny stories and good times. But that's what it's all about. But before we jump into this conversation this week, I guess I'll hit you with a little business, and then me and Jeff get into it, sitting around the Higgins fire pit. All right, we have many different ways you can follow us here at Saucer Nerds through social media and our official website. Official website is saucernerds.com. That's saucer, KNURDS.com. You can find us on Twitter at Saucer Nerds, on Facebook at facebook.com/saucernerds, and the official podcast website for this thing is saucernerds.podomatic.com. We'd like to thank a few sponsors before we get into the song of the week, or the beer song of the week, I should say. The first one is Triptych Media. Triptych Media is the people that help us put this thing on, help us get this out here to the masses and to the world. So you get Triptych Media, you can get all your entertainment needs, movies, music, comedy, podcast, and more, triptychmedia.com. If you don't like wrestling, we do, so we put these guys over, wrestlingheels.com. They have a live radio show sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, wrestlingheels.com. Listen live every Monday and Thursday nights at 11:30 p.m. They are everything wrestling. If you watch Monday Night Raw or TNA Impact or whatever they're called now, I suggest you listen to them, and they're a good time. Bunch of cool guys, just like to talk wrestling, just like we like to talk beer and crazy shit that we do. If you would like to sponsor the Saucer Nerds podcast, please email us at saucernerds.com or donate to the drinking fund for Jeff and Patrick. That's right. Since we got our own website, we decided that we're going to put a donate button. One of the best things about PayPal.com, put a donate button to where anyone can donate to the drinking fund for Jeff and Patrick. All right, now we're going to get into the beer song of the week. For those of you who haven't heard the podcast before or started one of the earlier podcasts, on the second one, we started doing a beer song of the week where we play a song. It's usually known, but this week's a little different. This week, me and Jeff both have a friend. His name is Zach Kwan. He's got a band called the McQuaman Trio, and we support local music, local entertainment. He's amazing, amazing singer, and I helped him record this song. So it's one of my favorites that he's done, that he's come in the studio and done. So we want you to check it out. This is Zach Kwan from the McQuaman Trio with Bottle or Shot. After the song, we'll jump straight into the fire pit talk with Patrick and Jeff. Thank you guys for listening once again. Enjoy the song and enjoy the show.
Hey there, man. Can you pour me something strong? I need some fuel just so I can go on. It's the same old cliche of a guy and a girl, and how one or the other just ruined their world. So I said, now as I sit right here staring at this glass, I wonder about my future and I dream about my past. I always believed that I had a chance for a fairy tale of love, life, and romance. But I'm not gonna complain. I will just sit right here and remain inside the bottom of my bottle of shot, because it's all got. So I said, now as I sit right here in this lonely bar, I wonder how my life, how it's gotten so far. I always believed in happy fairy tales, but now my life is a living hell. But I'm not complain. I will just sit right here and remain inside the bottom of my bottle of shot, because it's all, nothing is all, it's all I've got, and I can't ever seem to stop being alone. It's my only fear, but where do I go? Yeah. should be the bottom of the bottomless. All I can see, I say the bottom of a bottle of a shot. Bottom of a bottle of a shot. I'm not gonna complain. I will try.
We're good. What are we gonna start with, Jeff?
Is this on? It is.
And for the first time, we're going to do this podcast without me having my headphones in. So we hope and pray that the audio stands. Correct, Jeffrey?
That's right. We are at Casa de Waxall tonight.
That's right. If you hear cracking and popping in the background, no, it is not gunfire because we are not in the ghetto at my house. We are actually out in the country at Jeff Higgins, a.k.a. Jimmy Waxall's house.
Right in front of a newly built fire pit.
Yeah, I have to say, Jeff, you and your counterpart did fairly well on this thing. It's got a nice glow. Explain to the people listening how you built this fire pit, Jeff. This could be a training video, or actually a training podcast. I'm sorry.
That's what we were thinking earlier. We should have put that on.
Should have videotaped it
and put it on YouTube.
So it's something good for our new website.
Hey.
Our new website. You can find us now at saucernerds.com.
With a link to Jimmy Waxall's Outdoors.
Yeah, with a link to Jimmy Waxall's Outdoors that we've picked up. And if you haven't seen the first episode of that, it'll be up shortly. It's already up on an old project that we did, but we're gonna slide it on over to Saucer Nerds. And you can see how we spend our time out here in the country. Like I told Jeff earlier. And Jeff, I haven't forgotten. I'm going to let you get back to how you built the fire pit. Like I told Jeff earlier, I'm a city boy. I've always been a city boy. I've never really stepped foot, and we'll get into hunting later on in the show. But I've never really stepped foot in the country, and I'm good with computers. I can't build anything. And like Jeff was showing me where him and his brother had built a frame for a door, and I wouldn't even know where to start. I would call friends like Jeff to come build a frame for the door for me, and I would pay him handsomely.
You know, that's called a country boy can survive.
Well, a city boy cannot without his country boy friends.
Anyway, basically, long story short, I got some of the large brick pavers from Lowe's, like 11.5 inch long by whatever they are, 4.5, 5 inches. We ended up using 48 of them. There's 16 per level. But dug in the middle, dug down about a foot, foot and a half, and we have an outstanding fire pit.
Very outstanding. I didn't know you were going to get that detailed with them, Jeff.
Pat's going to tweet a picture of it with the Saucer Nerds Twitter.
Yeah, on Wednesday when this thing goes live to the world, if you go to our website, saucernerds.com, and that's KNURDS, not NERDS.
If anybody likes it, you know, we can build these things on site for $300 flat.
Exactly.
Depends on how far we got to drive.
Yeah, plus gas mileage.
Exactly.
But no, it turned out awesome. Probably about 30 minutes before we sat down and cranked the microphones up for this podcast, it was the first time a fire was ever lit in this fire pit.
Yeah, man, we had to do a test run just in time for next weekend's Halloween bash here at the Waxall household.
Yeah, next week's episode, we might just have to record it at the Halloween bash after everybody's just trashed.
We'll see. That could have disaster written all over it, or it could be a masterpiece.
Yeah, it could, yeah. The only way we'll find out is if we do it.
You never know.
Ooh, yeah, the heat's starting to...
The reason we're doing this one here tonight was we were planning on doing it yesterday. We both went to the Carolina Renaissance Festival, but
that we did.
We were having a lot of fun. It's hard to find the time, especially when you get time crunched in the afternoon and you forget to do it till then. You know, it's hard to find the time to set aside 45 minutes. You know, to just sit in one place and do the podcast there.
Well, yesterday I actually figured out why people that don't like to dress up or like live the whole Renaissance Festival experience, why they are willing to pay $21 to go through the Renaissance Festival. I believe, I mean, well, I think that, and I truly believe that the shows are purely worth $21. I mean, we got to see four different shows.
Yeah, we saw two Tortuga Twin shows, the Dead Bob show,
and a pirate show.
Plus
and,
the jousting.
Yeah, and we saw the jousting, which was highly entertaining. So entertaining, and we had such good seats that Jeff's counterpart in life had an argument with us about all of the participants riding being men and not women when they were clearly women.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I'd never seen that there before, but one point they were all women.
I think the people that like throw the rings up and do all this. And
what
that,
would they call those people?
It was, I have no idea. I'm not
stewards.
Educated in
it's
the
not, not steward, times. But it's something similar to that where but I think they're the people who assist the knights.
Yeah, like, it's been so long since I've... The only reason I know anything about knights is because of a movie classic called A Knight's Tale.
Awesome movie. Awesome.
Unbelievable
awesome,
movie.
Awesome.
But it's been so long since I've seen it. And if we had watched that, if either one of us had watched that in the near past, then... Or in the recent past, I should say.
In the near past.
The near past is like, oh, right there. Yeah, a while ago was near. Me not knowing to say recent past and near past was in the near past.
Exactly.
But we just blew everybody's minds with that. That's a Patrickism. When I start rambling and talking about the stupidest shit on the face of the earth, you understand that that's how I am. And that's when my mind starts overworking itself, I come up with the stupidest and most unruly things ever. But if either one of us, so if you're listening to this and you know the answer to that, please, hey, dump truck, please.
That was random.
Yeah, random. hey, squirrel. But damn, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, if you know the answer to this and you're listening to this podcast, I don't care if it's a month from now, if it's a day from when it releases on Wednesday, I don't care. Just tweet at Saucer Nerds or at the Jeff Higgins or at Patrick Wright 83 and give us the answer to this. And the question was what, Jeff? Do you know?
No, I forgot.
What is the person that aids a knight?
Oh, yeah. What is the name?
Jeff was showing some concern on his face for the fire that's burning
pretty
good.
The person that would like assist and aid the knights to get ready and go to battle.
Now I know, and to my pleasure, Jeff didn't give me a lot of flack for wanting to do the podcast here tonight, because Jeff's usually one that wants. When we first started doing this, we agreed that we were going to do it at the Flying Saucer every time. But after about 3 or 4 weeks, that gets a little heavy on the schedule, especially when you're building fire pits.
Especially when you're building fire pits and you got to drive.
And you got to drive
20 miles
to get to the Flying Saucer. But don't mistake that for us, our love for the Flying Saucer to be fading, because it's not.
Currently, in quest of my conquest, I'm at 203 beers
the quest
of 200.
Of my conquest.
I'm
is
at
that
203
right?
beers 203
of 200. Only Jimmy Waxhaw can drink 203 beers when the maximum amount you can drink is 200.
Current status is I have submitted my paperwork for my plate, but I'm waiting for my party because I want to have a bunch of people there, and it's hard getting everybody in one place at one
time.
That's
what you have a picture of the receipt from when you got 200, right?
Yeah, he just tweeted it out.
Yeah, we need to. We're going to grab that picture from her tweet and tweet it out and tell people.
I hope that's not the fire department heading this way.
Sounds like, or is this another dump truck? What the hell is going on?
That's a backhoe, Patrick. We're followed by a town of, I will not say, truck. I don't want to disclose
it is,
where I live.
It is 7 o'clock.
On a Sunday
night. On a Sunday. And there's a whole damn construction crew going, there goes some lights. And the fire truck. Oh, shit.
Did I not call a fire truck or what?
You called a fire truck. Is the fire truck stopping in front of your house? No.
No, no. He did not have the lights on. He did not have the lights on.
All right, we're going to.
I take that back.
Lights are on now.
The lights on,
we need to hold on. We're gonna.
It's not at our house. It's down the road.
Or he might be. They might be doing a U-turn. What the fuck is going on? All right, guys, we're gonna break away.
Take a break for a minute.
No, we're gonna break away. No, we're not taking a break. We're gonna commentate this shit. All right, so we got a fire truck. We got some sirens. That I'm pretty sure.
Sirens are coming from the opposite direction. Though.
Yes. The fire truck has stopped.
But the fire truck now has its lights turned on.
Yes.
Probably a half a block away from where... Well, no, not a half a block, but maybe about 100 yards away from
about
where
we're two houses down. And we're looking through the trees, so we can't see exactly what's going on.
It was following some town vehicles, like one being a backhoe full of crap.
What a perfect time. For a damn fire truck to come through here when you finally build a fire pit, which might or might not be slightly illegal in the city limits that you live. And we're going to have a damn fire truck park two houses down from you. We call that a city fire pit, right? The city fire pits.
Those are illegal. Those are definitely illegal, yeah.
Yeah, and it's legal, and we've had fires with it numerous times
for
here at the Higgins.
3 years over here.
And for 3 years, and now the first time that Jeff takes time and builds a fire pit, a beautiful fire pit at that, a damn fire truck comes through here and is parked to, I wonder if somebody's going to walk down. This is weird. All right. I don't want to take a break because as soon as we stop recording, something crazy is going to happen. You know this, right, Higgins?
Yeah, man. This is, I don't know. I think they're just doing work up the road.
All right, that'll work. We'll break off until a policeman or a fire truck person comes walking in your front yard.
Anyway, disregard. False alarm.
False alarm. There's nothing crazy happening that we can see. That's just weird.
Let's talk about the Renaissance Festival. How was that?
Okay. You mentioned this is my third year going to the Renaissance Festival. This is
my
second.
Yeah.
And going into the Renaissance Festival, two out of the 3 years that I've gone, I've went with Jeff. I think we, going in yesterday, our favorite act was Tortuga Twins. And if you guys have never seen the Tortuga Twins, check out their website. It's tortugatwins.com. If you don't know how to spell it, just look on the freaking Renaissance Festival's website.
Even if you're not in, you know, this area, they travel. All they do is travel around to different Renaissance festivals across the country. And they do that for a living. They do their particular show for a living at Renaissance Festival. It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's like a comedy. It's a comedy act that uses people, that uses perversion and slight language. But it's perfect comedy for adults like us.
And they also have a rated R show at the end of the day, which is only for adults.
Yeah, that is only for adults, even though bad parents still leave their kids there. And their kid, if their kids stay there, then the kids will be taught how to masturbate and flip people off and call grandma lesbian.
And basically had the perfect day because I think they were right. They had two girls sitting on his lap making out.
Yeah. An Asian and a blonde.
Yeah. Vision.
My memory serves me correct.
Land.
Oh, we're pretty intoxicated
podcast
at that point
land.
In the show. Yeah, podcast world. Take that in for a minute. We're at this show at a Renaissance Festival. What does everybody think of when they think of Renaissance Festival? Nerdy ass people that like to dress up and play Lars, like on Role Models, and go to this thing and live out their day in the medieval times. No. We went to a Renaissance festival, and me and Jeff, with our own eyes, witnessed a hot-ass Asian and a hot-ass blonde make out twice.
That's the only thing you can see, you know, the only thing you'll be able to see. Only place, sorry.
I wonder where you're going with that, Jeff.
Only place you will be able to see
is
at the Tortuga Twins R-rated show.
Exactly. So we're putting over the Tortuga Twins. They're cool people. But
no, we are not affiliated at all with them. We're just kind of
we're just fans.
We just like love their act, and
we're fans. But I think the surprise. What would you say the surprise was coming out of that of the Renaissance Festival? Surprise! Like
I had never been to the Dead Bob show. And Patrick recommended we go, and it was awesome. I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah, to give people an
idea of what
idea of what Dead Bob is. It's a like a ventriloquist that I don't know that can't really ventriloquize because he wears a hood over his face. So theoretically, he's actually talking. He just wears a mask over his face, but his puppeteering skills are next to none. The greatest that I've seen. Because what it is, he's got a hood over his face, like a black hood, so you can't see his face. But the puppet is like a skeleton. And I know people think Jeff Dunham when they think of this with skeleton puppet. Ha ha ha. No, this is not anything like that. He's not a terrorist. He's just dead. And he picks on people and picks on kids and picks on big guys and picks on girls' boobs. And I had seen, when I had seen him before, I had only seen half of his show, and it was nowhere near as like, not dirty, but as like R-rated as the show we saw.
It's like lewd conduct.
Yeah, nowhere near as lewd conduct.
That's what they rated as. I think they fed the LC on there, but he doesn't get near as crazy as the Tortuga Twins. But it's funny. It is
funny. Sorry, I had to drink a little bit of my beer. Which, damn, Jeff, we didn't even go into what beer we were drinking yet.
We'll
get there. But back to Dead Bob. It's because I got worried because I was hoping I picked a show, Jess picked a show, and then Jeff picked the R-rated Tortuga Twins show. And we were all hits. There were no misses. So we knew going in that we were going to go to the first Tortuga Twins show. Then I picked the Dead Bob show after we ate. Granted, if you go there and you like sweet potato fries, order some sweet potato fries because they give you a damn handful. Like in one of the, like think of like ballpark fries.
Giant handful.
Yes. Think of ballpark fries or like if in our sense, from where we're from, a Whataburger. Which in the Southeast, even I don't know if it's even past our little town.
They have in Texas. That's about as far as I know.
Well, Texas is completely different.
It's a different Whataburger.
Yeah, it's a different Whataburger. Here, it's like it might be a local chain here of Whataburger, and it has very good burgers and like the Jeff, what do you call the fries with little crinkles in them?
Crinkle cut fries.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Oh, and the crinkle cut fries, but you get them in the little paper plate. Deal. You know what I'm talking about, Jeff?
Yeah, they're a little
carrying case for your fries. But they give you, like, think about that, like, doubled in size. So
It's probably, honestly, compared to the Whataburger, it's probably about three or four times. It's like three or four of the normal size fry in that one.
Yeah.
It's like the adult size, but double the adult size fry.
I mean, it's unbelievable because we got there. I had not eaten breakfast. I had drink a beer. For those of you who think it's cool to drink a
more
beer,
than one,
to drink a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I had not drinking. I had not eaten, and we get there, and I tell Jeff and Jess after we watched the first Tortuga Twins show, man, I'd like to just grab a little something to eat. Then we can all just eat together later in the day because this is about 11:15, and I go over there. And I say that I want to go just grab something. Oh, they got sweet potato fries. I'll just grab a little side of those are only $3. The cheapest that we've seen.
What we got going on, Petter?
I don't know.
This just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
It does.
We just had a car pull up. They're basically driving down the road and stop like they were going to turn into our driveway. And then there is another fire truck right behind them. And all of a sudden, right in front of our driveway, flips the lights on and pulls down. So I hope nobody's house is on fire. I mean, I really don't. I don't think that's the case. But
that would be ironic, don't you think? A little too ironic.
Alice Moore said.
Do I really do think? Hold on. This thing's mobile.
Need to stop and get a beer first.
Let's take it. I got a beer. Hold on. We're gonna stop this thing for a minute. We're gonna go down to the street and then we're gonna give you some.
We'll be right back.
Play by play action going on. Breaking news from North Carolina. We're walking down here and looking. We're walking down to the road. Dude, we got beers. There's cops down there. Are you talking into the microphone, Jeff?
No, I'm not.
Jeff just asked me. Okay, there's cops. And all types of fire personnel. We're walking down here with a recording device. And I have the rope tied around my neck like I'm about to choke myself to death. And I don't know, dude. We can walk up here.
I was talking about, let's walk on the road. Let's cross the road.
Why are we crossing the road?
I'll stay in my yard. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
it only seems smart. I don't see any smoke, though. Have you seen any smoke?
Paint the picture for him here, Patrick.
All right. We're walking up the road, and beers in hand, because we don't leave beers behind. There is a plethora of vehicles, lights shining bright, a few people in the full fire getup. I don't know if it's a wreck or a fire or what. All right, we got one guy putting out cones.
Maybe it's a murder in my neighborhood.
That'd suck.
Yeah, it would.
They're letting cars pass.
My house is protected by 6 Hour, so don't worry.
By what?
6 Hour and Ruger.
Is that gun makes?
Yes.
Okay. Remember, I'm a city boy. We went over this at the first of the podcast, yeah. Looks like they're directing traffic. Big light. You see that?
Yeah, it was like a spotlight. Went over the tree line. What in the hell? I don't know.
Guys, we were planning on talking about the Renaissance Festival, but we got some action going on down the road.
Spotlight's over that way. See it?
Yeah. It might be a fire. I don't know. Is that a wrecker right there?
I couldn't tell you, but.
You got your glasses on?
No.
Contacts in?
No.
All right. Then we're relying solely on my eyes. On this one, guys.
I see a bunch of pretty lights.
Pretty lights illuminating the sky. I don't know. This seemed like a whole lot more adventurous when we were up there sitting by the fire pit. When we said so we were going to walk
Let's
down
go back.
By.
Let's go back.
All right, we're going to go back to the fire pit.
Sorry, folks.
We tried, guys. We just had a realization that the people that do the news is a lot harder than we thought.
We have to try to sensationalize everything, and we failed miserably.
Yes, we did. We failed miserably. Jeff forgot his fucking contacts, and I can only see so much. I can't tell if it's a wreck. Hold on. We got movement. Oh, that's just a truck. I don't know. There's a lot of flashlights. Oh, dude, it's going all the way down. Oh, never mind. That's a reflection off a window.
What in the hell?
I love how you're just like stunned in silence, waiting on me to say, "Oh God, they pulled a body out of the ditch."
The good news is you can't. If you look from the road at my fire pit, and we don't have that raging of a fire tonight, that'll become Friday.
Yeah, that'll be Friday.
You can't really notice it that much.
Which is a good thing. when, once again, it may or may not be illegal in the city that you live in. Exactly. And there are cops right down the road.
I don't care.
Jeff, entertain a while I untangle myself.
Overall, folks, if you want to have a good time, if you want to have a good Saturday, go to Carolina Renaissance Festival if you're in this area. It's...
You can't get much more enthusiasm than that, folks. Understand that Jeff has been drinking since about 1 o'clock today.
What have we been drinking today?
Are we going to get into the drinking?
Let's go over that. Good segue for that.
Okay. You go first. You've been drinking longer than me.
Folks, I started drinking at about 11:30 this morning. I've been doing yard work and being outside all day. So that's the ultimate way to pass the
perfect
time.
Perfect time to drink.
I will say this. I was pressure washing a building, and part of it was me standing about 20 feet up on a ladder. And I will say this, that...
Tell them, Higgins.
Once you've had two or three beers, it takes the edge off. If you're climbing up a ladder, you don't really worry about it as much. I don't condone any kind of drinking and working or drinking and driving or anything.
So. You can drink and work. No drinking and working if you have power tools involved.
Yeah, I was using a pressure washer standing 20 feet on a ladder.
Shouldn't have done that, Jeff. Shouldn't have done that.
Exactly. Do not follow my example, folks. Don't do it.
Waxhaw is a special human being.
Could result in injury.
And if we haven't already specified this or already explained this, when you hear us say Waxhaw, Jimmy Waxhaw is Jeff Higgins' alter ego. And all I can say is that when Waxhaw shows his face, greatness is going to happen. I mean, greatness happens when Jeff Higgins is here, but it's like greatness here and there. But when Waxhaw shows up, greatness all the time.
Damn right.
World
Damn
champion
right.
of everything.
Former world champion of something.
Of what? We do not know.
Hope I didn't get caught on the tape there.
What? What?
I had a major burp there.
Oh, yeah, burp into the microphone.
Too much beer.
So.
Anyway, I started off drinking today Bud Platinum.
Is that what you started with?
I started with Bud Platinum.
Who?
That's what I had in the fridge. I had that leftover from 2 weeks ago from a little get-together we had.
Nice.
And Ryan was here helping me dig the fire pit. He was drinking Miller Lite.
Yeah, we're still, for those of you asking, we're still trying to get Ryan on the podcast.
Dallas, my neighbor, thought it was too early to drink. He didn't feel like drinking.
Where's his morals?
Exactly.
As long as
he was eating a pot.
As long as it's after 10 o'clock.
He was eating a Pop Tart when we were. he was eating breakfast.
At least he's got those priorities straight.
While we were drinking, later that carried on to. I had a Guinness that somebody brought me.
I brought you a Guinness, and I had
a can.
Oktoberfest left over from the last podcast.
I had a.
Then we went to the store.
We went to the store
to buy some burgers and stuff. Yeah, this is the first time I've had Leinenkugel. Anything Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel is one of my favorite breweries. It's in Wisconsin. It's hard to get around here. I cannot believe
you're seeing it more and more.
Never had it.
That what?
I can't believe you never had it.
I haven't. Ever.
When I came back from Pennsylvania, I think the statute of limitations has ended. I brought back five cases of Leinenkugel Honey Weiss in the back truck of my car.
And I've never tasted Honey Weiss. Shows how true of a friend you are, Jeff.
And
but I have tasted orange shandy, which I like a lot.
I'm drinking. I carried that over to drinking Blue Moon as well as the orange shandy as well. So.
Definitely. I'm going to get into the Blue Moon a little later, but I've had an Oktoberfest and probably about four of these shandies. And I like the orange flavor of the, is it the orange shandy?
Yeah, they have a lemon shandy during the summer, The lemon shandy's, yeah, definitely not as good as the orange shandy. I like the orange one way better.
But I'd be lying if I said I'm not missing the red oak.
We haven't been there in 2 weeks now. That's no. 2 weeks.
2 weeks we haven't been to the Flying Saucer.
I've been there. I've been there in between, but I haven't been there with Patrick in 2 weeks. We'll say that.
And who knows? Because next week we'll probably have the Halloween edition of the podcast. But that doesn't mean
we need to get down there next week.
We do need to get down there. Even if we don't do a podcast, we do need to get down there.
Yes.
I still owe that girl double her tip because I took the receipt. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to episode 2. Where I signed her seat and I took the signed copy, which makes me feel like a complete douche. Oh, we got more action coming down the road. It's got to be a wreck, man. That was an energy truck.
That was town of
it was PSNC Energy.
No, that was town of Blank Truck that I live in.
Was it?
Yeah. They had their own power company. It's not their own power company. They had their own.
What did we establish earlier while we were down there trying to see what was going on?
We didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, we established that Patrick has his contacts in and Jeff does not.
True, true, true.
So I think that my assessment of the truck going by holds a little more. Whoa. I hope they got that on there. Oh, fire truck's leaving now. We might be in the clear with this illegal fire, or this allegedly illegal or maybe legal fire pit that we have in the backyard. But I think it was a PSNC Energy truck. Jeff, like always, is talking shit to me without a microphone because he's getting the fire in check. But once again, we put over the Renaissance Festival. Renaissance Festival was awesome yesterday. If anybody wants to go, I suggest you go. I suggest, unlike a bunch of concert festivals that I've been to, where I've gotten there early and I've hated my life for at least a couple of days because I've gotten there early and started drinking early, I highly recommend at the Renaissance Festival that you get there at a good time. It opens at 10. Get there around 10:30 or 11 and join the festivities because it goes by quick. And they have Cottonwood. What is it, Jeff? Cottonwood Oktoberfest?
No, they have most of the stuff we drank yesterday was Cottonwood Pumpkin.
Cottonwood Pumpkin.
And then we had a bunch of Foothills stuff.
Foothills Oktoberfest.
Foothills Oktoberfest.
Cottonwood Pumpkin.
I had the Foothills Hefeweizen. Cottonwood Pumpkin was awesome.
Yes, that is a good damn beer.
I think they make that out of Morsel.
Do they?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Huh.
Foothills is another North Carolina brewery.
Yeah, the Foothills Oktoberfest was not bad. But I'm sorry, Foothills. Cottonwood Pumpkin won my best beer tasting of the day yesterday. just my personal opinion.
Jess, that's the one. That's like her favorite pumpkin one. We had a saucer one night. And the next thing I know, she comes home one day from work with a damn six-pack of it from nice. Harry Teeter.
Of Harry Teet?
Yeah, Harry Teet.
Nice. See, thank you, Harris Teeter, for carrying local brewery brands.
Except for the Concord one, which you suck.
Yeah, the Concord one you suck, which is the one I live close to. So I have to drive. I either have to drive to Salisbury or Charlotte to get the beers of my choices that I want. But, so, right now, I don't know how far we're in because it's dark out here. We've established that, we'll get into hunting after we finish this. Check out TortugaTwins.com. Check out, more importantly, check out Saucer Nerds. Remember, it's not NERDS, it's KNURDS, SaucerNerds.com, which is our new website. It's going to have amazing things like we're going to try to kick up again the beer of the week. We're going to have Jeff's beer reviews, Waxhaw's beer reviews. We'll have Jeff go into Waxhaw mode where everything has to be great to be up to his satisfaction, and he'll do reviews on beers. We'll have little shorts that we do. We'll have, obviously, the Revenge of the Saucer Nerds podcast. and so much more. We're trying to grow this thing into a mecca of entertainment. Right, Higgins?
Damn right. You know,
this fire's getting going, boy.
Oh, I put some good stuff on it this last time. It was down for a little bit. I was trying to get that thing stoked.
It is.
Stoked it is.
I'm stoked because the fire's stoked.
The only downside to waking up in the morning, yesterday morning, you know, imagine this, folks. Waking up at, say, we'll say 9 o'clock in the morning. Waking up, you know, shower, do the 3 S's pretty much. And then you go on to, it's time to drink a beer. We're about to go to the Renaissance Festival. Well, drinking from 9:30, 10 o'clock to, we'll say, 5:30 leaves you with a massive headache.
Yes. I mean,
it's terrible, man.
Granted,
it's terrible.
I know a majority of this podcast and our website is going to be about beer.
And I will say this, we had a designated driver the whole time, so we were not driving. We drank all day long and trying to get the most out of the Carolina Renaissance Festival as possible, but we did have a designated driver. So
exactly, thank you for pointing that out, Jeff. But please do not mistake us for alcoholics, because we are not alcoholics, not by any means. Because we just drink on the weekends, and we have a good time. And more importantly, we don't drink to get drunk.
We drink to enjoy the beer.
We drink to enjoy the luxuries of the beers that are brewed in this fine nation. And some other countries.
Well put.
But
yeah,
a fine
like
nation known
Guinness.
As the United States. That's why we support local breweries like Red Oak, like Foothills.
Big Boss.
We will continue to support them. Because it's a little man with a big dream. You can get caught up in all of the big name breweries like Budweiser or the company that owns Budweiser now.
There was a real good story about Noda Brewing.
I completely forgot about Noda Brewing.
Charlotte Observer.
Really?
A few weeks ago.
Enlighten me.
It was just talking about how they started not too relatively long ago. And they become decent size for a microbrew because they make good product. You know, they make good damn beer.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a husband and wife.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It all started up in North Davidson area, and that's what they call. They shorten it to make it Noda.
Yeah.
Like if you ever go to downtown Mooresville, they call that Domo, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But
I've never heard that.
It's called Domo.
But I don't make it to Mooresville very often.
Downtown Mooresville.
Downtown Mooresville.
Domo. Yeah.
I see what they're doing there.
They have some cool restaurants and some cool businesses down there. Like I'll just point two out that I've been to. We love to go to JJ Wasabi's.
Nice.
It's like a sushi restaurant. What is this? I wouldn't say sushi. They have sushi there. They have guys who make the sushi there. But then they have all other kinds of food too. You don't have to get Japanese food. You can get whatever. It's like American Japanese.
Yep.
And right across the street, they have a bar called the Bathtub Gin.
Oh, never been there.
And, you know, it's not a huge place. It's a cool little hole-in-the-wall bar.
But in reality, the small hole-in-the-wall bars are the best.
Exactly, yep. It's called the Bathtub Gin.
G-I-N,
like the drink.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go check that out. Holy shit.
Did you see what the hell ran across the road?
I think it was a cat.
It was either a cat or a fox or something.
What the hell is going on? We need to do every
podcast. Do I need to get the gun? Do I need to keep my gun on me tonight?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was a cat, but you could be right. It could have been a fox.
Tonight's been definitely odd here in the Waxhaw compound here.
It has been...
Especially for a sunny night. We don't have this much activity on Sunday.
It's not like we're doing this on a darn like Friday evening when everybody's crazy and out and about.
And it's not even late on a Sunday.
We
record these things on Sundays and we post them on the internet on Wednesdays. And like Patrick said, it's not late. It's probably 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 or 7:30. Somewhere around there.
Evening, so.
And
But it gets dark early now, so which I hate. God, I hate that.
I'm with you. Speaking of getting dark early and getting light earlier in the morning, we were talking about hunting earlier. You were talking about taking me hunting.
Oh, well, Patrick said.
Now, you're an avid hunter, right, Jeff?
I am an avid hunter.
How many deers have you killed?
Oh, in the last 2 years, I've killed about 3 or 4.
That's pretty
About
nice.
2 per year.
Nice.
I haven't got any this year yet. I've been trying.
Still early.
Yeah.
Bow hunting?
I've been going bow hunting lately. I've only had the opportunity to go about 6 times.
Now, explain. Well, I'll tell this story before we get into deeper into this. I've only been hunting once. And by hunting, I mean someone got me out of the bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, drug me out into the blistering-ass cold weather, and had me sit 12 feet up in a damn metal seat that was cold as hell for 4 hours, freezing my ass off, and told me that do not get out of the tree stand, do not walk, do not breathe, do not fart, do not do anything until you hear this whistle.
Who was that?
This is my cousin. I mean, this was when I was like 15 or 16 years old. And so we go, and it's deer season, so at least I'm hunting something that's big and that I might get, I'd get excited about if one popped up. It's not like I was hunting a rabbit or a squirrel or something. And I sit there for 4 freaking hours. And you know what I see? Not a damn thing. And I don't mean not a damn deer. I mean, I don't see a damn deer. I don't see a damn squirrel. I don't see a damn rabbit. I mean, I'm so, like, if he would not have told me not to fart, I would have fell asleep and just went and woke up whenever he blew the whistle. But I was scared, I'll be honest with you, because this is all about honesty. I was scared that if I fall asleep, I would fart. And the way they made me feel, if I'd have farted, my scent would have went everywhere, and it would have ruined it for everybody.
It's probably true.
Is that true?
Yeah, very well could have been. I don't know how. I know that human scent goes a long way, especially for animals like deer. But I don't know if farting. I don't know if farting will count as that scent. I'm sure it does. It's one of our bodily scents.
So, needless to say, I've never been hunting again.
That's a damn shame.
But I have no desire to go hunting again. That and I have a shitty conscience. So, if I shoot something, we found this out when you shot the rabbit in the back of the head in your backyard. Like, if I shoot something or if I see something get shot, like, I will instantly feel bad for the rest of the day.
We'll tell that story. Why not? Hey.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's tell that story. I mean, because I left them hanging. Because I said
we went to the Carolina Panthers versus Green Bay game.
Was that after the game?
That was after the game. Yeah, that was.
I forgot that.
With a buddy of ours and his father, those two were both big Green Bay fans, to say the least. To say the least. Well, we had good seats. I was trying to. We were all drinking. On the way up there, we planned a tailgate. We planned a tailgate and grill and everything. Okay.
Oh, we changed
cars.
Story.
We changed cars like 5 times. I'm not even kidding. Like,
yeah.
I drove over to Patrick's house. He drove over to somebody else's house. Then we changed cars into somebody else, and that's the one we left in. Well. Imagine, you know, change cars that many times, you might misplace something.
More than likely, you'll misplace something.
Well, we got down there to a just random lot that we were going to tailgate in.
Surrounded by a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Surrounded by a bunch of Panther fans.
It was packed. It was packed. So, and we were about to grill out. Everybody was interested. We get the grill out. Grill's there.
Burgers are there.
Burgers are there. Hot dogs are there. Brats are there.
But lo and behold,
we don't have any damn charcoal.
We have forgotten something.
And
we have less.
I know exactly where it's at. It's in the back of one of the cars, like the second car that we swapped out, and we didn't change. We forgot it.
Bush League bullshit.
So we get the idea to, oh, we got this. Waxall's the ultimate salesman.
Yeah, we call on Waxall. Waxall shows up.
He was there.
Waxall's the ultimate salesman.
We go, oh, no problem. We'll just go buy some from one of these people one of these fine folks that's grilling out with us.
You know how long it took us to find some?
A long time.
For effing ever.
And we ended up getting some charcoal, but we didn't get lighter fluid.
Yeah, think about that. Forever. And then we finally get the charcoal, so we're like, yes, we got it.
We couldn't get it started.
And then we couldn't get it started. Mission failed.
And in the meantime, the guy's father that we were had brought was calling us Bush League, Bush League bullshit.
Bush League bullshit. It never let us live it down that day.
No. To this day, never. If I see him, he's like,
Bush League.
He talks about Bush League bullshit at some point in time during the day.
Okay, so then we go and we see the Panthers beat the Packers.
No, the Packers.
No, we see the Packers beat the Panthers.
Unfortunately.
But the spread was not in said friend's favor.
Waxall had made a wager with the guy who went with us. And the wager was two. The loser had to dump wear some overalls to a bar, a pretty packed bar, and try to actively pick up women wearing nothing but overalls.
That still hasn't happened.
That still has not happened. And I don't think it's going
to
happen. And
to show you.
And because of that, I will never bet with that guy again.
How
because
truthful that guy is. We won't throw his name out here because we still care about him.
We do.
But you're chicken shit because you hadn't done it yet.
And
if you listen to this, you know who you are.
I won
the
bet. And if I would have lost the bet, I would have done it. You know, but
I would have too.
But he hasn't done it yet, and that's been 2 years ago.
Okay, but we haven't even got to the good part of the story. So then we come back. We're all highly intoxicated. And, God, this people slowing down is freaking me out.
It looks like everybody's going to stop in my driveway. Right?
I know. but in reality, if our minds weren't intoxicated and we knew what was going on up the street, where there's still a bunch of lights and stuff, we'd know that everybody's slowing down to turn, do a U-turn and come back down the road. But we still get freaked out.
Something crazy happened up at the end of the road there. We have no clue.
Okay, so we all come back and we're sobering up finally because we had been drinking all morning, and beers at the Panthers game are like $10 a piece, so we didn't drink any there. Cause only alcoholics buy beers at Panthers games when it's $10 a piece. Those are people that are wealthy. And me and Higgins are neither one of those. But we get back to the Higgins compound, and you take the story over from here, Jeff.
Well, I think we were looking to grill something out that night. We were looking to have some dinner, and my significant other was not home. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Not because I don't like her around. It's just because the events that followed.
Yeah,
it's good that she wasn't there.
Understand that if you're lighthearted, you don't want to hear the story.
We live in a country, so we can, if we see a rabbit or we see a squirrel,
just pull out a random gun and shoot shit.
We can pull a gun out of the house and shoot it in the backyard. That's the kind of area that we live in, and we do that quite a bit.
But you can't have a fucking fire pit in your backyard.
But you can't have a dug-in fire pit.
Jesus Christ.
So.
That's what this world's coming to, people.
America. But.
Yeah.
I saw a rabbit on the border between my yard and my neighbor's yard. So I was like, oh, look at that. I'm going to go. I reach in the back door, and I have a gun stashed in a certain area, and I picked it up. It was a .22 rifle.
Patrick don't know what's going on yet.
And I ain't go over. Yeah, Patrick, I think he's just looking at something else. I run over and I shoot the rabbit. I'll just go ahead and say
no, it. He shoots the rabbit, but he hits the rabbit like behind the back of the head in the spinal cord at the back of his
so
neck. So it makes this god-awful squealing noise that I can
wounded.
Still hear in my nightmares to this day.
It's wounded, but it's not dead. And it's making an awful racket. So.
Oh, my God.
I drop the rifle, I run over there, and I dispatch it, you know, properly with my hands. And
what?
Patrick has a hard time dealing with that ever since.
Yeah, I do. And I ran in the house. I might have shed a tear. Not many, but maybe one. And I've never looked at Higgins the same again. I mean, if he'd have shot the damn thing's head off, and it just fell over, it'd have been completely different. But the fact that he was like slightly miscued his aim, and hit the damn thing in the back of the neck, and like severed its spinal cord where it couldn't go anywhere, and it sounded like whatever you think a rabbit sounds like when it's getting ran over, when its body's getting ran over and its head isn't. That's what I heard. And it wasn't just like one, like, aah. It was like a, aah. And I was like, oh. Like, it just makes you just cringe inside. Obviously not Jeff.
I took care
of
it pretty quickly, though. And he mainly.
Yes.
Snap that little thing's neck.
But,
pretty quick.
Oh.
Pretty quick.
Okay, I think that's a good story to end this bad boy on. I'm gonna get off here and go cry, shed a tear over... By that spot.
Long story short, we actually grilled that thing 2 days later.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
We ate the whole thing. Nothing went to waste.
Not I.
Nothing went to waste whatsoever.
I never saw that rabbit again. I couldn't bring myself to it. Ugh. But all right, guys, thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for sitting beside the newly built fire pit with us. Hopefully, we've entertained you for another hour. Hopefully, you'll continue to listen to us. Hopefully you enjoy our drunken talks and us reminiscing about past stories and fire trucks going by, freaking us out in the middle of when we're come to a secluded place and trying to record a good podcast. So you can follow, yeah, there's dump trucks too. Fire trucks, place where Jeff lives, energy trucks. And all that awesomeness. Just a few quick things before we go. You can follow Jeff at the Jeff Higgins on Twitter at the Jeff Higgins. You can follow me at Patrick Wright 83. You can follow this whole saucer nerd phenomenon at Saucer Nerds on Twitter. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/saucer nerds. And if all else fails, just go and check out saucernerds.com. That's our new website. If you're around Charlotte, go to the Flying Saucer. If you're around the Charlotte area for the next 2 weeks, make sure you get up on the weekend. Make sure you get up and go to the Renaissance Festival. It's a good time. Make sure that you check in. Subscribe to us on iTunes. We're now available on iTunes. Just search Revenge of Saucer Nerds podcast. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Once again, thank you for sitting with us, drinking a few beers, and hanging out by the fire pit. We'll see you guys next weekend. Thanks.
Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.